All right, we'll call to order the Stevensville Town Council special meeting for Wednesday, March 20th, 2019. We'll let the record reflect that all council members are in attendance this evening. We have a brief agenda tonight. At this time, we'll open the floor for public comment. It's an opportunity for you to comment on anything on tonight's agenda or under the general authority of the town of Stevensville. Please step to the podium, state your name and address for the record to give your public comment. Also, please sign the sign-in sheet to the door next to the door there if you plan to give public comment. This time, I invite you to the podium. Mr. Smith.
Raymond Smith, 326 Valley View, Stevensville, Montana, 59870. I'm just wondering who would we talk to about the responsibility to repair the gutters and sidewalks along my street and the flower beds that were damaged in the snow removal?
Public Works.
But the individual, but this is, I'm speaking for a neighbor that is out of town at this point, has already contacted Town Hall three times and really hasn't received a response into that. But I'm just wondering, so our whole block would have to make a complaint to George then?
Yes.
Okay.
We can't repair the damage if we don't know about it.
Well, I've actually let George know about it. I was just wondering if I had to make a direct email to you, sort of thing.
Mr. Sharkey.
Michael Sharkey, 203 St. Mary's Drive, Stevensville. I just want to take a moment to say thank you to you, Mr. Mayor, and the council for taking the initiative to remove the snow on some of our streets in our community. I live on a street that has no sidewalks. Children use this street to get to school and get home from school. Children play in the street on a day like this. I observed two young girls with a blanket in the middle of the street having a picnic today, celebrating the first day of spring. And also, there were piles of snow so high that it was difficult to see around corners when you entered, for instance, college from 7th Street or something like that. And so it was very important, I thought, that you did what you did, and I appreciate it. Thank you.
More on that 419 College Street. First of all, I'd like to thank the mayor for answering my questions yesterday. I know you were busy.
Sure.
Okay. It cleared up a lot of things for me. And in that regard, my concern is, and that I don't know about the priority, I just saw the priority list, as I understand it, and Main Street's a state highway, and by ordinance, the Main Street stores have to get the snow off their sidewalk by 9 o'clock. And that was done in a great manner. Okay, don't have a problem with that. And then they clear 3rd Street and 5th Street because the school has, those are priorities, aren't they?
Correct.
Okay. And as I understand it, they remove the snow from the streets that are paved from curb to curb because the snow, the water has nowhere to go except the storm drains. Is that right?
Some of our streets that are paved curb to curb don't have storm drains.
Okay, but that's why they're removed. That's why they get cursed, right? Is that correct? Okay. For the rest of the town, like on College Street, Pine, Spring, Church, you know, the rest of them that have dirt, they're allowed to just soak into the ground like your lawn?
That's what we're hoping.
Okay. And I have no problem with that. Okay, but my problem is, when I live on the corner of 5th and College, when they plow 5th Street, I get the berm at my back door. And when they plow College Street, you can't park in my front, and you can't park in my back, and we don't plow the alleys, so I can't get my truck out of my garage. And if something goes wrong, emergency services were going to have a hard time getting to me. Now, thank goodness, and I have great neighbors, and I'll mention one by name, is Pete McKinley. heavy snow, Pete's out there with his four-wheel cleaning out my sidewalk and giving, making me a place to, so I can pull in and park. And that's the concern I have. At some point, we have to get access to the, our parking spots and to our garages. And I think there should be, right now, it's been, we've had good weather now for 6 or 7 days, and they could have cleared some of those berms away. And that's my concern.
Thank you. Any further public comment?
Craig Thomas, 4189 Amber Lane, Stevensville, Montana, 59870. I'm the airport board chair. And I couldn't call a special meeting on short notice because I haven't been able to talk to the board. But as a citizen, I would go to the airport board. We have a small fund of money at the airport. And possibly that could be loaned to the town Stevensville to get out of the, our predicament here, or however, whatever we could do to help. But I can't say that myself as a citizen. I got to take it to the board. Okay? So if something like that is something that would benefit in interest of paying the contractors who operated in good faith, we would. I would do the best I could to talk to the board to make a recommendation to the council that we could take a loan from what funding is at the airport. And you could contact me through Mr. Michelson or yourself.
Thank you. Further public comment? Okay. Last call. All right, so the next item on the agenda is approval of the biweekly claims, approval of snow removal claims. I've prepared my remarks in opening the agenda items so that I make sure we cover everything we could. There's a lot of dynamics to this issue. So bear with me as I read through. The snow event and the recovery that took place, coupled with the actions the council has taken to this point, have given me an opportunity to learn a great deal in handling these critical events that don't happen in our day-to-day business. In consideration of the item before you tonight, I'd like to share a few thoughts with you. I've learned that in a crisis, this community comes together and helps where they can for any cause. The contractors that were hired are no exception to this, as they are part of our community as well. Teamwork and careful decision-making accomplished what many other communities are still trying to deal with today. I've also learned that council desires to be more involved in the decision-making process when these types of situations arise. The decision to remove the snow that, at the expense that we did was done for several safety reasons. A few of those being, as staff and I assessed the impacts of the snowfall, we found that sight lines at many intersections were eliminated and posed great risk to of traffic collisions. After the initial 26 inches of snowfall, something we hadn't seen in that time period for over two decades, forecasts called for an additional 8 to 12 inches, and the snow was quickly falling. We had two staff available in the Public Works Department and were suffering from critical equipment breakdowns. We feared additional snowfall would create conditions that would make streets further impassable, primarily for emergency services. That was our concern. Our own staff had been working long hours at that point. Their safety was of concern as fatigue would start to set in. And flooding from runoff was another concern as we looked forward, not knowing how quickly the snow would melt. In many situations, during my tenure as mayor, I've relied on the precedent set by predecessors to guide my direction. For example, in 2017, we experienced a snowfall event followed by a serious cold snap which caused water lines throughout the community to freeze for many days. This led to overtime for the staff and the expense of over $5,000 to rent a thaw unit to unfreeze the lines. At that time, it was imperative to solve the issue, and the administration proceeded without council authorization or a bid process. It appears, given this experience and others, that I should perhaps develop my own methods of conducting business for the town, rather than again relying on the methods of past mayors, since it seems those methods repeatedly get me into trouble with the council in the most ironic of ways. I'm sorry that the council felt left out of the process to hire the contractors. Your expectation to be involved has been received. To that end, I have my expectations going forward as well. Please communicate with me. I sent you daily updates during the week of the storm. I received no reply from anyone. No offer to help, no feedback or ideas, and certainly no concerns were shared about my decision to contract for snow removal. I expect you to ask me the questions that will give you the answers you need to do your duty for our citizens. Parenting has taught me many things, but mind reading is not something I've mastered yet. You all have sat here and professed your attempts to mentor me, but I don't think it has occurred to you that it's more important that you show me how this is done rather than telling me how it's done. Tonight, show me and the community what it looks like to have a town council who doesn't necessarily think of themselves as the mayor's boss, but instead as a peer and teammate. That is what the community needs to truly move forward. The claims before you tonight, you've been given an updated sheet, have been allocated to the gas tax fund. These expenditures are authorized by state law for the gas tax, and there is adequate spending authority in this fund's budget to avoid impact to the general fund reserves, and avoids a budget amendment as well. This time I'd entertain a motion to approve the claims before you tonight. Ms. Holcomb.
I move we approve the biweekly claims.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
Okay, it's been moved by Ms. Holcomb and seconded by Mr. Phillips to approve the biweekly claims. Council discussion. Ms. Barker.
If you're planning on taking this from the gas tax fund, which was set aside for Third Street project in the first phase, I don't believe we can do that. It was already set aside for a certain project.
And with council approving these claims, you can change the direction of that project. It'll change the budget of what's available for that project. We do have additional gas tax funding coming available.
But it's not yet budgeted into this year or the next budget cycle yet.
I'm sorry?
We had the last one that was budgeted was for 14, I believe it was 14,000 or 13,000. What did you have up April?
That was the VARS money. That's not the money that we can use. It's the gas tax money that we've got several $100,000 sitting in there. We budgeted 76,000, I believe, this year.
Thanks, Phil.
This is the original gas tax money. This isn't the supplemental gas tax money.
Okay.
So this is original gas tax funds, which allows for maintenance of streets. Our intent was to reserve that for the Third Street project. The Third Street project isn't going to start before June 30th, and we do have the spending authority in that fund. And the administration can seek other ways to make up that $26,000 difference that we'll lose out of the gas tax fund. April, do you know what our new BARSA amount will be?
The BARSA money this year that we're eligible for is $27,000.
Okay.
That will draw down.
That can be used on the Third Street project.
Correct.
Mr. Michelson.
So this will not affect the Third Street project at all?
It shouldn't, because we're receiving BARSA funding to offset that. So it hasn't come yet, but we're anticipating it in the next fiscal year.
Okay.
Ms. Holcomb?
I'm gonna foresee that we're gonna have to use more of that gas tax, because Third Street is coming apart, and so is Spring State Street since the snowfall and it's gotten underneath the roads and everything. They are literally coming apart. So I'm foreseeing we're gonna use a whole lot more of that gas tax money. It's going to take a whole lot more to build that back up to do the Third Street project, because I don't know how else we're going to fix those streets without using that money.
Our engineer, Ms. Van Tassel.
I am looking at several different granting opportunities to cover that project or contribute a big chunk to it. So I really do not anticipate the use of this money for this need impacting that project in any way. I've got at least three different granting opportunities that I'm looking at to cover or to contribute to the Third Street project.
Okay, because I don't know how the other streets are looking, but since I live over there, they're coming apart.
Third and Spring have been designated as priority routes to repair because of the condition they've been in the last couple of years. And so we have some meetings scheduled with HDR to kind of go back over what the phasing of that street looks like and what those costs will be. Right now, we're based off of last year's costs, and we're comfortable with what those estimates came back into. Further discussion from council on approval of claims? Public comment. Chief Motley.
Jeff, 13 Ninth Street, Stevensville. It would seem to me that we would use these gas funds to take care of the claim at hand, and however it impacted the Third Street project, that's how it impacts it. I mean, that's a project that we're waiting to do, or we're trying to put together. This is something that we need to take care of tonight. I think that it would behoove us as citizens in the council to act quickly and swiftly, as the contractors did in the removal of the snow. I mean, it was a call, and they were here, and they were working, and that was great work that they did, and it happened simultaneously. I would think that we, since we have the funds and the means available, would reciprocate and act in kind too, and take care of the claims that we do owe. Third Street, yeah, we're going to have some money, we're going to have some shorts. We're just going to have to work through that as those funds come in. Thanks.
Ms. Knapp.
Hello, Ms. Knapp, 526 East 3rd Street, Stevensville. I wasn't here, so you might say it's an unfair comment, but knowing what kind of situation I've been in Colorado, when the snow is this high and it's difficult to see, and as I understand it, the intersections were tough to see an oncoming car, I think your decision tonight is pretty easy. The other decision that you could have been making is, what do we do? Because somebody, the mayor did not make that decision. There was no snow removal. You were in an accident. You were killed in an intersection. Now, are you going to take responsibility for that? That would be the hard decision. At that point, you would have to tell the mayor he had a dereliction of duty. So the decision you are facing is money. It's not life, it's not injury, it's nothing. Thank you.
Mr. Smith.
To be honest, I don't see it ever being an issue that the contractors would not and could not be paid by the town of Stevensville, to be honest. There is manipulations within the budget that can happen across the board. That is not the issue that I see. As an ex-council member, I see the overstepping of the mayoral role, because there are roles that we play. Council has a role, the mayor has a role. You want to sit and chastise the council for lack of communication, but yet, again, the situation of communication has been tarnished by the way you communicate and lack of communication. And so we get down to the laws. Realistically, by law, we have to pay this claim. No ifs, ands, or buts. But realistically, under law, there are repercussions to regain that or remunerate the community for your failure to follow the law that is set out in both our state and local laws. If you read your local law, you would understand that as council members, as mayor, you are responsible if you make a decision against the town that cost the town money. So you can be sued to get that money back. So that's the way I see it. I don't see it as a discussion here of whether we're going to pay these gentlemen or not. They're going to get paid. No ifs, ands, or buts. The issue here in lies is, what is council going to do for this action that should have never been taken, to be honest? We had more severe snowstorms than this and never called out the forces like this. Who consulted with the maintenance department? Only you, supposedly, okay? Again, you consulted with yourself, again, instead of consulting. Again, that an email is fine, but a phone call is even better. So, I mean, again, we have to follow the laws as council member and as the mayor. And so I'm just letting it out there to the council members. There are laws that govern this situation, and I expect that to be done.
For the public comment. Okay, hearing none, I'll call. Oh, excuse me, sorry, Joe.
Just a matter of clarification. Mr. Smith, Joe Moore, 514 Central. Mr. Smith wasn't in attendance in the case about why he wasn't in attendance, but it's my understanding, having been at the last meeting, that the council, in fact, took this issue of putting claims on themselves, blaming the mayor. In fact, at that meeting, I stood up during my first personal comment and complimented the board, not realizing what it was going to get into, for the swift action to take care of the streets. And I might add that there were about four or five letters that came during general comment where people were thanking you all for your efforts. And yet at that meeting, we spent a lot of time blaming the mayor because he hadn't called a special meeting to get their approval the night we got 26 inches dumped on us. However, you didn't know that.
I didn't know that, Mr. Moore.
Okay, sorry. Well, that's the point.
Point of order, gentlemen.
That's fine.
Thank you. Is there any further public comment on the approval of claims? Okay. Hearing none, I'll call for the vote. Councilmember Michelson.
Aye.
Councilmember Barker.
Aye.
Councilmember Holcomb.
Aye.
And Councilmember Phillips.
Aye.
Okay, motion passes unanimously. There's nothing further on tonight's agenda, and so we'll adjourn. Thanks, everybody.